Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, welcome back to Development TV, and this is part two of Ben Doak, the story so far. For this one, I've spoken to two of Ben's former coaches, one of which was working with him at Celtic, Xander Agnew and the brilliant Greg Robertson. Hope you enjoy it.
The first question I've been asking everyone I've spoken to, and it's the most obvious one. When you first seen Ben, what were your first impressions, and just how excited were you by what you saw?
Yeah, so I actually totally forgot about this, but I actually had Ben at under 10s. So I was lucky enough, probably, you know, Raymond, who was a scout at United, who identified Ben, I was the first coach at United, actually seen him hands-on. And I remember him just being a young, shy boy, always couldn't really look you in the eye, but he was the youngest out of the full group. So he was playing up, and we were doing like basic to complex drills for 9-year-olds, you know, aimed at 9-year-olds. And he was still, unbelievable. Like, you know, you look at some young kids and you think, oh, I wonder what they'll be like. Will they be technically good? You know, are they listening to what I'm trying to teach? And he just had everything, just at that age. And, you know, it's one of the ones. Me and Liam Anderson, who coached, met up a few days ago in America. And we just were laughing about it because we just remember seeing him, like, on the pitch, you know, just taking the ball, and he would just take it off a goalkeeper, you know, get it off the goalkeeper in a number six position, and then just spin and just drive, take on the full team, maybe get a few 1-2s and just score. And that was the training. And then in games, we would just do the same. So, you know, it's just unbelievable.
Obviously, you've worked with a lot of players, you know, just to mention a few, Kieran Tierney, James Forrest, Callum McGregor came through the academy, of course, at Lennox Town too. But in terms of Doak, what is it about him that everyone seems to see and they seem to spot? And just what makes him stand out from the rest? What makes him so special, I guess?
Yeah, I think there is a danger at times of fast-tracking players. They might not necessarily be ready. I think I'm currently working in the US, and there's always, everybody feels a need to fast-track players and move them up an age group. It's like a badge of honour. I think it has to be... It has to be done for the right reason, and it has to be the right support mechanism around, because when you move players up, you know, they might not necessarily be the best player in the group. You know, they might then, you know, there could be other negative connotations to move them up as well. So it has to be continually measured and monitored. But I think with someone like Ben, I think one, physically, he was beyond his years. He might not be huge in terms of height, but certainly in terms of his body, from a young age, he had footballer's legs. He had a big backside on him. Upper body was very strong. So in terms of the physicality, he was fine. He could compete physically. He certainly wasn't out his depth there. But also the position that he played, you know, I think he always caught the eye, and I think he has a bit of a throwback to an old fashioned winger, which, you know, I think nowadays in the way the game's played, I don't think there's an abundance of them anymore. You know, we're maybe kind of going back to that sort of trend, but there was you know, for a large spell, it was inverted wingers. You know, it's now inverted fullbacks. You know, so you were looking for something slightly different from your wingers. They were almost number 10s attacking midfielders, where they were playing in little intricate pockets, where Ben is like a, you know, a throwback to the 70s or 80s. You know, he's a winger who prefers to play in his strong side. Again, there was a lack of those guys because they all wanted to play in on the weak side so they could cut into their strong foot. But Ben was just an out-and-out winger, you know, pace to burn, you know, very, very direct, you know, very eager to go on the ball. And something that struck us early on about Ben was just that mindset. You know, he was very, very focused, very driven, you know, in the kind of short term in the games, where even playing up in an age group or up several age groups, you know, if he lost the ball, he was adamant he was getting on the ball again, and he was going to go and have a go at the fullback and try and have another crack at it. So he was very focused, very driven, and I think as a winger, you know, you're expected to. You mentioned earlier on about James Forrest. You know, James Forrest is a guy who I think if he scores this season, he's scored in 15 seasons in a row. He could arguably be one of the most decorated Celtic players when he finishes his career, but still very, very much divides the Celtic support. Because I think you expect so much from wingers. You expect them to create goals or score every opportunity, and it doesn't happen. But I think someone like Ben, I think, you know, if he was dispossessed by the fullback, or his cross went out of play, or he didn't connect with a final ball, he was always adamant he was getting on the ball next time, and he was going again and going again and going again. And that relentlessness was infectious throughout the group.
Obviously, he was so young, obviously, when you were working with him and stuff. But in terms of his training and his attitude towards training, and also the fact that it's so important for youngsters, you'll have seen it many times, that they've got the right people around them, the right support systems. Obviously, the family is the big part of that at that age. Everything was in place, wasn't it? He was always destined, given his talent and the support that he had, he was always destined to go on to bigger things.
Absolutely. But even when we coached, he stayed... If I'm wrong, I'm sure I'm right, but Dalry, small town in Scotland, so his mum and dad, his full family, they were all taking turns at, you know, bringing him down to Ayr and to train. And at that age as well, like, you know, you're going through school, you're going through so many stuff. I think other clubs were showing an interest as well for him coming down. And yeah, I just remember, like, at training, he would, you know, he would speak, he would ask questions, was never cheeky, was never playing up, was it probably the easiest player. A coach's dream, as he would say. Wouldn't speak back, would just do it. You know, we would always probably use him as an, you know, right, we're going to try this drill out, or me and Liam would scribble up ideas. Will we try that tonight? Right, Ben, go for it. Or a couple of other guys who could play a bit better. And he would, you know, he just, you know, just wouldn't complain. And as I said, just a humble wee boy, and you know, just probably couldn't look you in the eyes all the time, would just keep his head down and just do it, you know. But yeah, and then going through training into games, you know, it would just get even better every game.
He's obviously working alongside Mohamed Salah in his very position, albeit a very different type of winger, but he's working alongside some world-class footballers. He's got Jurgen Klopp, one of the best coaches in the world, working with him as well. Like, for somebody of Ben's mentality and the way he sees the game and just how focused he is to become better and better, he's going to be relishing every single moment of that, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely. You know, as you're saying there, he's working, he's training alongside some of the world's best right now, and that kind of meteoric rise is incredible. You know, when I see pictures of, you know, Liverpool training the first team, and you see Ben alongside them, remember the first time, you know, he was exposed to that first team, and you see little clips, you know, he's, you know, when teams publish some of the training, and they always show the video footage of the physical warm up and a little bit of the rondos, and then it cuts, and I would say to people that, you know, I can picture him, you know, throwing a bib to Mo Salah and telling him that he's in the middle, or he generally won't, and it's not because he is so ballsy and brash and you know, lacks humility. He is a very humble kid, but he'll genuinely, he won't be fazed whatsoever by anything like this. He won't be fazed, and I think that massively is going to stand him in good stead. You know, he'll be soaking up, you know, everything, working with these guys, you know, massive role models for him, you know, with the quality of the manager and the you know, the manager's backroom staff that he's got there to tap into and lean on. But you know, he'll firmly believe he belongs in there, which I think is great. And you see so many, you know, young players who move into that first team mentality and they maybe don't quite believe that they're there, and it's that maybe that mental block, you know, from moving from youth football to, you know, first team senior football. And I just think that the way that kind of Ben approaches everything, I think he'll, you know, I can only see him, you know, getting better and better within that environment.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.